This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 24th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Yesterday, we used the term staggering to describe the $500 million first quarter loss reported by United Airlines parent UAL. Today, we're looking for an adjective to describe a loss 12 times that size, and there just doesn't seem to be a good word. On Wednesday, Delta Airlines announced a first quarter loss of $6.4 billion with a B. You heard that right, and that's just for the first 3 months of 2008. Delta blamed high fuel prices, a slumping U.S. economy, and to be fair, most of that loss was a one-time non-cash charge of $6.1 billion related to last year's emergence from bankruptcy. But still, the airline lost $274 million through normal operations, up from $130 million lost in last year's first quarter. So far this year, the only airline to report a profit in the first quarter is fuel-hedged, low-cost carrier Southwest Airlines. The horrendous financials from most carriers are increasing shareholder pressure for the remaining standalone legacy airlines to merge. A Delta-Northwest merger is seen as likely. Even as most of its domestic airline customers continue to bleed red ink, on Wednesday, Boeing reported a 43% year-to-year increase in first quarter earnings for 2008. Net income was up 38% to $1.2 billion, and operating margin rose to 11.3%. CEO Jim McNerney says he expects a good year. Quote, "We are methodically working through our challenges, including the startup of the 787, and our people remain focused on satisfying our customers and leveraging growth and productivity into better bottom-line and top-line performance for our company." Unquote. If higher fares are what's needed to allow domestic airlines to return to profitability, they made a good start in the fourth quarter of 2007. The Department of Transportation's Bureau of Transportation Statistics says average airfares in the quarter rose 4% from a year earlier. That puts them just 2.7% now below the pre-9/11 fourth quarter high set in 2000. Of the top 100 airports based on originating passengers, the highest fourth quarter average fares were in Anchorage, Alaska, followed by Cincinnati, San Francisco, Madison, and Knoxville. The lowest fares in the top 100 airports were at four Hawaii airports, followed by Dallas Love Field, which is the home to Southwest Airlines. The Internet has been a boon to freedom of speech, but it's also led to a phenomenon in which corporate secrets are freely leaked by anonymous bloggers, in some cases damaging the companies for which they work. If you work for Eclipse Aviation, signed a non-disclosure agreement, and have been blabbing the company's inside business to the world, your party may be almost over. A subpoena filed last week by the Superior Court of California in Santa Clara County orders Google to provide information about 29 anonymous posters to the Eclipse Aviation Critic NG blog. Eclipse wants to find out if some or all of those posters are current or former employees or others bound by non-disclosure agreements with the company. Unless a formal objection is filed by May 9th, Google will be required to provide the IP addresses of those anonymous posters named in the subpoena. That information could, in turn, be used to track down the posters' true identities. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. The FAA is investigating the crash of a Lancair in Arizona. A well-connected congressman brings home airport grants to his district. And the FAA cuts funding for a master plan in Hilton Head. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk further with Dan Grider about his vintage DC-3, his plans to perform aerobatics in the plane at future air shows, and the DC-3 type rating available through his flight school in Atlanta. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.